Happy Tuesday, Hank fans, to all who celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
That's a good start. Third day of the sixth month of 2025. June rolls on, 154 in, 211 left to go. 12 days until Father's Day.
Aww.
33 until Independence Day. Today is National Egg Day.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of a bougie choice at this point in life.
Yeah, for those that can afford it.
See that, yeah.
Jeez. I'll get the Aldi off-brand. World Bicycle Day.
Two wheels. They're going places.
And if you choose to do that in this area, you are brave.
Yeah.
You are brave. It is World Cider Day. It's a little too warm for that. I feel that that's a cold weather drink.
I don't know. Have you ever had the alcoholic version of like the apple or the pear?
Yeah, that might be a different date to celebrate all together. It's kind of like the pulpy orange juice version of apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Cider. It is Repeat Day.
What?
It is Repeat Day.
Repeat. Okay.
It is National Itch Day.
Gotta scratch it.
The allergies definitely is going to be an issue. And it is Repeat Day.
Repeat Day.
On this date in history, things happened such as 1965. Edward White became the first American to walk in space. Oddly, we don't know his name. I mean, we do right now. It's Edward White.
Mm-hmm. But
some say he's still up there.
Well, I thought, so Neil went second, or what happened here? Because he got to have the big speech?
Well, this guy got to walk in space. He did a space walk.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He predated Michael Jackson by almost 20 years.
Okay,
On this date in 1972, the Opryland USA theme park opens up in Nashville.
It's going to be fun for the kids.
Until 1997.
Oh, yeah.
On this date in 1992, it's famously on the Arsenio Hall show that Bill Clinton plays the saxophone.
And
that pretty much sealed the deal.
Yeah, he would go around and jogging in the morning and hit up different McDonald's. Do you remember that back in the day?
It was a great Phil Hartman bit. You betcha. On this date in 2000, when times were ever so sweet and they were so innocent and young, Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw were arrested in Buffalo, New York, after Kenny jumped on a police officer's horse and rode away. And then Tim tried to defend his honor of his buddy.
It's not a good choice.
And then Faith put an end to that friendship.
Oh.
they haven't been seen together in like 20 years.
You tell your garbage friends to go home.
I'm sure they would still like to be friends, but, you know, sometimes you'd like to be married too. And then on this date in 2007, Paris Hilton checks into jail immediately after the MTV Video Awards.
Oh, yeah. Didn't she? She got the DUI.
She did.
Yeah. She said she really wanted an In-N-Out burger while she had an endorsement for Carl's Jr. So.
Yet we don't remember the first spacewalker, Edward White.
Mm-mm. Priorities, KB.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Hey, if you have a birthday today, you are very much in the running for, I definitely say, top three. Could be top two.
Whoa.
It's pretty light today. You have tennis great Rafael Nadal. He is 39. Anderson Cooper is 58 today. And then the only other one of note from the semi-celebrity front, turning 74 today.
Oh.
Denise Williams.
Let's hear it for the boy.
That's right.
He's watching every time.
With the greatest hits of pretty much anything that we can find.
Love.